Sport on RT Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our 231 offers at your local Kia dealer. For more, see kia.com.
Now, Darren Frehill is here once again to tell us what's ahead today.
Yeah, Mary, another busy day. And after his stellar performance last Monday morning, we have a very special guest back again, Kenny Cunningham, former Irish skipper. Give the people what they want, Kenny. They demand.
Shall I leave the room? Is that what should we terminate this interview?
Yes, it's great to have you back again.
That's what they want.
Let's talk about last night. Germany, they've kept their hopes of World Cup alive, only just against Spain, who looked pretty good. What's your assessment of
they
where
did,
Germany
yeah.
are going?
I wasn't surprised, I've got to be honest with you, Darren. I was expecting a reaction from the Germans, such as their kind of pride and kind of tradition and pedigree in this competition. Yeah, I thought they'd get something for the game. I really did. Obviously, you fear the worst when they go a goal behind, but I thought they showed a huge amount of character after that. The manager made some good substitutions, I thought, and it was a bit of a fairy tale ending in terms of the equaliser.
They got a favour from Costa Rica as well.
Oh, earlier in the day, amazing. Yeah, I actually covered that game, Japan-Costa Rica. Literally gave them about, I must have 2% chance of a win in that game. Costa Rica was so poor in the opening game. Japan were so impressive. But that's football. That's the beauty of football. You never know. So that was a big story. Yeah, would have given the Germans a huge fillet going to that game against Spain. So, but yeah, but like I said, not playing at their best, kind of struggling a little bit for form.
Are they going to get out of the group now, do you think?
I think they will. Yeah, I think Germany will get out of the group and Spain. But yeah, you wouldn't fancy them going the whole way, the Germans. I think they're a little bit short in certain areas of the pitch, so I certainly wouldn't have them as winners of the competition.
And
no.
Are Spain there or thereabouts?
I think they're thereabouts. Not pinning me colours to the mast there. There's a few teams there or thereabouts there, Darren, to be honest with you. But no, I still feel as if they're a little bit short, Spain. Magnificent footballing team. Wonderful individual players, young talent is absolutely exceptional within the squad. Technical ability is absolutely phenomenal. Probably total football, it's one team of the competition playing that type of football it is, Spain. Just feel as if the business end of the competition. France in particular, the kind of physicality, the kind of speed, energy, dynamism they bring to the game, that might be potentially be a problem for Spain later in the competition. But I do think they're good enough to win it.
Yeah. Okay, more action today, Kenny. I'm going to go
keeps
through
coming, Darren, it keeps coming.
Do you know what? You're forgetting what's ahead of you. But four more games in
ahead
RT.
Of me, behind me. My head's spinning. My head's been spinning for a week.
And the player. So we've Cameroon, Serbia at 10. That's in Group G. Brazil plays Switzerland at 4. Those are two games. Then in H, Ghana play South Korea at 1 o'clock. Portugal face Uruguay at 7. I have to mention as well, it's 12 hours of uninterrupted coverage.
Wow.
On RT.
Are we even squeezing the Angelus in? Is that even getting squeezed out?
How's the stamina going? Are you getting through it?
Oh, I'm barely. I've got to be honest with you. Barely. Yeah, I'm just like
stumbling. But you're loving it.
I am. It is. It's good buzz. Good buzz inside the building. Competition like this. Everybody gets pulled together. And yeah, there's a nice little energy around the place. Not only on set, but in the offices and around the building, you can probably pick up on it yourself. So yeah, that's a nice environment to be in, all right, yeah.
Of all the games today, I think everyone wants to know about Brazil. What do you think of them so far?
It wasn't a press first half against Serbia, but showed their quality in the second half, without a doubt. Some outstanding forward talent in the team, reasonably solid defensively. But I think it'll be fascinating going forward. Neymar looks as if he's out for the next kind of two games. They're going to have to do without him.
Will they really miss him, do you think?
Yeah, I think this is the argument. I think it's a strong argument for saying that potentially they could be strong without him in the team. I think if he had been fit, I don't think the manager would have been big enough to drop him. That's a massive decision. But the fact he's injured now gives some other players an opportunity. The likes of Marquinhos, Rodrigo, I'd mentioned in particular, outstanding players. Guimarães, for me, is one I think should come into consideration as well going forward in Neymar's absence. And I just feel as if the balance of the team potentially going forward could be better without him. So it's one of those things, in hindsight, you look back and initially you think, oh, you lose Neymar for two games, massive blow. But in hindsight, at the end of the competition, when you're holding up the trophy, you think maybe it could have been the best thing to happen to Brazil. Mm-hmm. We wait and see.
Before we let you go, you've got to see everyone at this stage. Could you pick one for us? One that will finish top of the pile?
Yeah, I'd lean towards Brazil at the start of the competition, just ahead of France. And I haven't seen anything to kind of change my mind. Small things, small margins, Dara. I think if France were to lose Mbappe for one key game in the knockout stages, that could well be the difference. But I can't see beyond Brazil. and France for the final. I think that'd be a worthy final. That'd be a fantastic final if both of those were to make it. England still with an outside chance. Have to mention England. The conversation has to come around England at some point.
Wales tomorrow. I think they have a big chance, personally, England.
England, to win?
Yeah.
Wales, I should think so.
No. The World Cup.
Oh, the World Cup. I think they've got a good outside chance, and there's probably half a dozen teams in that category. Really impressed me in the opening game. Bit of a drop off, England's second game against the USA, but similar to Brazil actually and Spain, some of the forward talent they have on the team, England's amazing. And I think I know there's a little bit of a rub when you start talking about England, but when you look at the likes of Bukayo Saka, Grealish, Foden, players like, I think they're young players, talented players that a lot of Irish people kind of are drawn towards. I think they appreciate it, whatever your kind of tribal loyalty is towards individual English clubs. I think certain players are kind of stand alone. You know, it's difficult to be too, it's difficult to have kind of bad feelings towards them. So I get a bit of a sense of that around the England team, particularly those young English players. And they can tap into that potential going forward. I think England could potentially be semi-finalists or even tiptoed away into the final.
Okay, we'll see. We're going to let you go because you have an appointment with makeup and that is a big job, ladies and gentlemen.
He's looking great.
It's the 10-second...
It's not a big job.
Ladies, it's a 10-second rule. I go into makeup, I sit in the chair, it's a 10... So they've got 10 seconds to do their stuff and then I'm out of there. Everybody knows it.
Great talking to you. Talk to you soon. Kenny Cunningham there. Just some other headlines briefly. Dunamoyne have beaten Kilmacud Crokes to progress to the currentaccount.ie All-Ireland Ladies Football Final. Player of the moment, Katrina McConnell. She got married the day before. She arrived by helicopter and then she kicked 7 points. She's done really, really well. What a weekend there for her. Elsewhere in the men's game, Limerick champions Newcastle West beat Clonmel Commercials to make it to the AIB Munster Football Final. They'll meet Kearns O'Rahillies in the final. Glenn overcame Carrigan in Ulster. And the Leinster Hurling semi-finals, wins there for Ballyhale and Kilmacud Croke. St. Thomas's beat Loughrea in the Galway Hurling replay. The Irish women's basketball team lost, I'm afraid, to the Netherlands in the Eurobasket qualifier. Only just an agonising 59-56 defeat, and that loss, I'm afraid, ends our hopes of qualifying. Leona Maguire tied for fourth at the Spanish Open on 16 under par, just two shots off the winner, Caroline Headwell. And finally, in horse racing, the big dog won the Troy Town Chase for trainer Peter Fahey and jockey Keith Donoghue.